An Actor's Life for Me.
We present An Actor's Life for Me, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Walthorn, and Caroline Quentin. Episode 4, Separate Troubles.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, sorry. I just wondered if I could come in.
Why?
Well, I...
I thought I told you I never want to see you again, Robert.
Yes, but I just wanted to pick up a few things, that's all.
Robert, why don't you pick up all your things?
What?
You've now been back to pick up a few of your things 15 times.
Look, let's not row in the doorway, Sue.
You're just trying to inveigle your way back.
People might be listening.
Well, what is it this time? You've already taken your clothes, including the trousers with the embarrassing stain.
What? Sue, please.
You've collected your odour eaters and your acne cream.
Don't mention those here.
And yesterday you picked up the dandruff shampoo.
Keep your voice down.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Mrs. Blake.
Did I hear you say he got dandruff?
Oh, God.
Oh. It's awful, isn't it? My hubby had it, something terrible. God rest his soul.
Oh, did he?
I haven't got dandruff.
I used to make him wear a hairnet in bed. Otherwise, the pillows were covered.
Please let me in, Sue.
You get yourself a decent shampoo, young man. Don't you think so, Mrs. Arnold?
What?
Oh, no.
He should get himself a decent shampoo. He's got dandruff.
Who has?
Young Robert has, Mr. Tripp. Oh. I'm just saying...
You better come in, Robert.
Thank you.
Beg pardon?
Bye-bye.
Did you have to mention all that, Sue?
I'm sorry. Thought it would teach you a lesson. Stop you bothering me every day.
Well, it was bloody embarrassing. I feel awful now.
I'm sorry. Anyway, what have you come back for?
My suicide pills.
Don't be silly.
All right, my jumper.
You took all your jumpers?
The old thick one. That room in Desmond's place is very cold. There's no heating.
The old thick jumper?
Yes, I'll go and get it. I know where it is.
No, I'll get it. It's in the kitchen cupboard.
The kitchen cupboard? What are you doing in there?
That's where I keep all the floor cloths.
Floor cloths?
Well, I didn't know you wanted to wear it again, did I?
Oh, great.
Shan't be a tick.
Well, it's good to know you're treasuring these little reminders of my time here. What were you doing with my eternity ring? I hear it's very good for scraping dog muck off shoes.
Shut up, Robert.
Well, it's obvious you're not missing me.
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, not at all.
No. Actually, I'm glad you've gone. Gives me more time to do all my marking, prepare my lessons.
I see. So what are you preparing for tomorrow, then?
A discussion on loneliness.
So you do miss me.
Not at all. Just happens to be the next project. There you are. One grey jumper.
Sue. It's supposed to be red.
Yes. Well, I've been using it rather a lot. Sorry.
Thank you.
Goodbye, then.
Actually, I had an idea for one of your classes, Sue.
I'm not interested. Goodbye.
Do with the state agents. You know, analysing the jargon they use and what it means.
Robert, just go.
Like if they say a wealth of exposed beams, they mean all the plaster's falling off. Easy to maintain means it's the size of a broom cupboard.
Mm, or young man offers attractive lesson idea means he's trying to wheedle his way back into the flat.
All right, forget it then. I'm sorry I mentioned it. I just thought you could get a lot of property details off an estate agent and then get the class to write their own. But if you're not...
I'll think about it, Robert. Now please, go.
Okay. I'm not happy at Desmond's, you know. That room I've got isn't just cold, it's horrible.
Is it?
Yes. It's got a wealth of exposed beams. And it's very easy to maintain.
Oh, I see. So, what do you think that is?
Hello, dear.
Oh, Hello, Mrs. Blake.
I just thought you might like this, Robert. It's that hairnet I mentioned.
Yuck.
You'll find it very useful once you've given it a wash.
Robert! Robert! Are you awake?
Why, I am now, yes. Come in, Desmond.
Morning, old boy. Sorry to bother you.
Good
Lord, you look terrible, pal.
What?
You're almost white.
Yes, well, you know what that is, don't you, Desmond?
Yes. I believe there's a very good shampoo you can get nowadays.
No, it isn't dandruff, Desmond.
Isn't it?
It's plaster falling off your ceiling.
Ah.
And it smells too.
Oh, dear, you do fuss. I'll have you know this room has been extremely popular with my family.
Has it?
Been used for generations. My mother died in it.
Well, I'm not surprised. I think she's still here, actually.
Robert, that is a terrible thing to say.
I'm sorry.
Besides, the sooner you get one of these parts I send you up for, the sooner you can afford to move out of here.
I am trying, Desmond.
You're not. When you go for auditions, you don't make nearly enough effort to look right.
I do.
You don't. There was that audition for Ibsen's Ghosts. You made no effort at all.
I wore a suit.
You should have put a sheet over your head.
Desmond, there are no ghosts in Ghosts. And what about that Lagerad? I hired a whole Viking costume for that.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Pity you never mentioned it was a radio ad.
Yeah. Well.
Besides, it's difficult preparing for some roles you send me up for. A young, tender pea. A potato crisp. A lurking germ in a toilet bowl.
You got that one without preparing.
That makes it even worse. I quite like to play an ordinary human being, actually. After all, I am perfectly normal.
Of course. I'm sorry, old boy. Anyway, just make an effort next time, all right? And I'll try and tidy this room out. You're right, it is a bit of a mess. What's Marjorie doing leaving an old floor cloth and hairnet in here?
Actually, they're mine, actually.
A hairnet?
Yes.
And you'd like to play an ordinary human being, would you? You'll be lucky, old boy.
Yes, I've got all the details. Park Crescent. I'm putting it on the market now. It'll be in Saturday's paper at the asking price of $79,950. Yeah. No, it's a very fair price. After all, it is a double garage. Right. I've got to go. I've got a plant. Speak to you soon. Yeah. Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I'm looking for some property details and I... I'm sorry, did I hear you say you're selling a garage for nearly £80,000?
Oh, no, crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
That you can still pick them up that cheap. Well, that's the poor end of Hampstead. Did you want to make an offer?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, you'll regret it. Never mind. I'll just make a note of the price, and I'll be right with you. Double garage, Park Crescent, £79,995.
Right. Actually...
Yep?
I think the price you mentioned on the phone was £79,950, actually.
Was it?
Yes. But that was 2 minutes ago, so I suppose it's gone up since then.
What?
It's just a joke.
Ah. You wanted some property details?
Yes, please. You see, I'm doing...
I'll just take down a few particulars then, and we'll see what we can find.
Was that necessary?
Well, I'm unable to issue any documentation, madam, until our records are complete. Everything must be fed into the computer. Name?
Looks like a Wang to me.
Your name?
Oh, yes, of course. Susan Bishop.
Bishop. And current address?
Flat 4, 54 Poplar Road.
Are you a first-time buyer?
No. You see, the thing is, what I'm really after...
Good, that's all the computer needs to know. Now, how hard do you want to go?
Oh, I don't mind. 20th floor, if you like. I'm not bothered.
I meant the price.
Oh, the price. Well...
Then I imagine that depends on how much your current property's worth, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yes, of course it does. How much is it worth?
Well, I have no idea, but look, the thing
well,
is...
Well, we'd better find out, haven't we? I'll pop round this afternoon and value it.
Value it?
Oh, absolutely. Then we can get it on the market straight away.
No, but look, I think...
Don't worry, madam. We'll soon have you out of there. No, you must excuse me. I'd better answer the phone.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, Sue, but it's not my fault. I just suggested you ask them for some property details. I didn't know you were going to... No, no, you sort it out yourself. No. Goodbye.
Who was that, old boy?
Sue. She's blaming me because she's got into some muddle with an estate agent. He's coming round to value the flat this afternoon.
Is he? So she might sell it then?
I hope not.
Where will she move to?
Prison, probably. We don't own it. We rent it. We rent it off an old dear downstairs, Mrs. Blake.
Why didn't she tell him it was rented?
Well, she got flustered. Apparently he's very pushy. You know what these estate agents are like? They're all pushy creeps.
My brother's an estate agent, actually.
Oh, who is he? Sorry, Desmond, I didn't mean to.
And he's certainly a pushy creep. Anyway, good news, old boy. I think I found you a part at last, an advert. National transmission, guaranteed repeats, could be worth 2,000.
Terrific.
And what's more, it's human.
Even better, what is it?
It's a punk. An untidy, aggressive, bald punk.
I thought you said it was human.
Well, you know what I mean.
Hang on, did you say bald?
Yes, that's what they told me.
Bald? Well, how am I supposed to prepare for that?
Wear a skull cap, I suppose. Anyway.
No, I can't do that. They look ridiculous. No, I have to shave my head, Desmond.
Would you? I must say, that seems a bit extreme, old boy.
Yes, but you did say I should make an effort. And it is good money if I get the part.
And it would cure your dandruff problem.
I do not have a dandruff problem.
You won't have any trouble selling this, Miss Bishop. And this is the living room, I presume.
Yes. Look, Mr. Marshall, there's something I'd like to say before you go any further.
I know what it is.
You do?
You think the living room's too small, but it's also easy to maintain.
Easy to maintain.
Yes, and while we can't exactly call it spacious...
It's minute!
We can call it deceptively spacious. Now, I'd like to have a look at the bathroom, if I may.
Yes, but
is it through here?
Oh, yes. Oh, blast!
Is that your bell?
Yes. Would you excuse me for a moment? Oh, I won't be long.
I'll be in the bathroom.
It's all right. All right, I'm coming.
Hello, dear.
Oh, Mrs. Blake.
Sorry to bother you, dear. You're not busy, are you?
Well, yes, I am, actually.
I beg pardon, love?
I said, yes, I am, actually.
You see, I was just wondering about the rent.
What?
The rent, dear. It's due today.
Oh, don't worry. You pay us next week.
What? Oh, no, you don't understand.
Yes, I do. I'll see you later, but I've got someone with me now.
Oh, have you? Who?
It's no one you know.
The new man in your life, is it, love?
No. Look, listen. He's a plumber.
Oh, a drummer.
No. No, a plumber. You know that tank you said you'd pay for?
Mm-hmm.
The one with the hole? Oh. He's giving us an estimate.
Oh, I'm with you now. The waterworks. Oh, I hope he's not too pricey. You know plumbers these days. Money, money, money.
Quite. So.
And talking of money, what about the rent?
Right, I think I've seen everything, Miss Bishop.
Fine. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Blake.
Hello, young man.
Hello.
My name's Blake.
Is it good?
Pardon, love?
She's a bit hard of hearing.
What do you think of my waterworks?
I beg your pardon.
And a bit senile.
Bit rusty, eh?
Yes, dear. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Now, about the tank, how much...
Anyway, Miss Bishop, I've had a pretty good look round, and frankly, price-wise, I think we're talking 85,000 here. That's,
85,000? Did he say 85,000?
It's possibly more, yes.
Oh, my God.
Mrs. Blake.
Oh, it's only a hole, you know.
It's considerably more than a hole. It's a very nice flat.
What?
Look, I think I'd better be going now. Nothing more I can do here.
Yes,
I'll be in touch in the morning, Miss Bishop. Get all the details sorted out then.
Oh, 85,000.
And I think you ought to look after Mrs. Blake. She doesn't look too well to me.
Shouldn't take too long now. I've cropped it really short, see?
Yes, I do see.
Yeah. And now I've just got to shave off the rest.
Right. Will it look pretty bad when it's finished?
Hideous, mate. Absolutely hideous. And please, try not to be physically ill till you've got out the door.
Oh.
Well, there's no point in giving you false hopes, is there? I mean, you will look like an albino rat.
Thank you.
Okay, then, here goes. Oh, sorry I had to charge you in advance, by the way. It's just that the last two blokes I did this for never paid up. Loonies from the local asylum. They topped themselves soon after. Couldn't stand the sight of themselves, I suppose.
Yes, quite. Do you think we could talk about something else?
Oh, of course, of course, of course. Sorry, mate. Yeah, well, pretty miserable weather, isn't it? Right, very chilly for May.
Well, it doesn't seem too cold today.
Yeah, it will do once you've had this lot off.
Perhaps not the weather, eh? Seen anything good on television?
Ah, a Kojak.
Sorry, mate, couldn't resist it. But you can take a joke, can't you?
Well, you'll need to when I've finished. But you're an actor, aren't you, you said?
Yes.
Well, you actors must like looking peculiar. I mean, you must have had funny things done to your hair before now.
Well, I had it swept into a beehive for the Royal Hunt of the Sun.
Did you? We haven't it swept into a dustpan for this.
Yes, quite.
Yeah. Just lean your head forward a bit, will you? That's it. Oh, lovely, lovely. So, you're playing a punk, I suppose.
How do you know that?
Oh, it's just little things. Like the swastikas all over your jacket and that message stitched across your forehead.
Oh, that, yeah. I spent ages in front of the mirror doing that.
Yeah, looks great in the mirror. Pity it looks backward on your forehead.
Does it? Oh, God.
K.O. Seller Knup. Yeah, mind you, it makes you pretty convincing. Only a punk could do something that stupid. Right then, there we are, finished.
Bloody hell!
Yeah, you do look like something the cat brought in.
More like something the cat brought up.
Where are you off to now?
Well, the audition's tomorrow, so I'm just going to spend the rest of the day getting into the part.
I'll give you 3 hours and you want to get out of it.
Come on, it can't be that bad.
Wanna bet? People hate punks. I bet you can't even ask anyone the time without getting into trouble.
You're joking.
I bet you.
Excuse me. Excuse me, I wonder if... Excuse me, I wonder if you... Could you tell me the time? Excuse me, could you tell me the time, please?
The time is, of course.
Thank you very much.
The time you are locked up, you filthy animal.
Thank you. Excuse me, could you possibly...
Take that, you creep! Oh.
What did you do that for?
No punk's going to attack me. A kick in the groin's the only language you people understand.
God, I need to sit down. Oh, dear.
Are you all right, Nat?
No.
Dear, oh, dear. She did not give you a wallop.
God, are you telling me?
People don't like punks, you know.
No, I'm beginning to see that.
They think that because you look revolting, you must be revolting.
Yes.
But you're probably quite sensitive inside.
Well, I am, because she kicked me.
You're probably quite a nice young man, really.
Yes, I am.
You're probably quite kind, quite generous, really.
Yes, I'm very kind and generous.
I thought so. Could you lend us a fiver?
What?
A fiver, just to tide me overnight.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm down to my last 20 quid myself, and I need that for my rent.
So you won't help an old lady?
Well, I can't, I'm afraid.
Then an old lady will have to help herself. Help! Help!
What are you doing?
Help, I'm being robbed!
Robbed? I'm not... What do you mean you're robbed?
He's got my 20 quid! Help! Help!
Let me go, will you?
Help me, please!
Back your bag!
Okay, dear, I've got him. Bloody pugs, they want stringing up.
Ah, let me go!
Is this it? In his wallet?
Yes, that's it.
That's my money! Oh, help! I've been robbed!
So you didn't have a very good day, Robert.
I think you could say that, Desmond, yes. I must be the first punk ever to be mugged by an old lady.
Oh, dear. Well, you're both in a bad way, then.
What do you mean?
Sue rang while you were out. She's still having trouble with that estate agent. He's lined up some potential buyers now. They're coming round to view it tomorrow afternoon.
Why doesn't she stop them coming round?
She can't. They're not on the phone. Anyway, I told her to make the flat look as horrible and unpleasant as possible and try to put them off.
That's a good idea.
So I thought you ought to be there.
I can't, Desmond. I've got my audition tomorrow afternoon. Sue will just have to sort this out for herself.
Oh, hello. Come in, Mrs.
Mrs. Whittaker.
Of course.
And this is my husband, Mr. Whittaker.
Yes.
Hello.
How do you do?
I hope it's convenient for us to call now.
Mm. How do you mean?
Well, seeing as how you're in your dressing gown, you know, I thought perhaps...
Oh, no, no. That's just for warmth. It's pretty cold in here since the central heating's packed up.
Oh, has it? Oh, dear. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, come into the sitting room. Sorry, this... It's dusty.
You're right, I will. Oh.
Yeah, it is very chilly.
Quite. Well, I'm not surprised it's cold. You've got all the windows open.
Yes, I know. Yes, it's the drains, you see. Can you smell them?
No.
You would if I closed the windows. Oh. Can't go into the bathroom some days.
Oh, dear.
Mind you, I expect all places have their disadvantages. I suppose you've been to see lots of flats.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes,
well, I was saying to Beryl, wasn't I, Beryl, before we got here.
It was, yes.
We have probably seen more flats than you have had hot dinners.
Yes. Oh, I expect you have. Especially since the cook has been on the blink. But please, don't let me put you off. I mean, it's a very nice flat, really. Very nice indeed. Just a bit damp. Now, this is the, I'm sorry, what did you say? It's a very nice flat. Oh, no, after that. Oh, I just said... It's a bit damp, that's all. Now, as I was saying...
What damp?
Oh, nothing really. Well, take a look at that wall over there by the window. It's a bit damp, isn't it?
Oh, it's got water running down it.
Yes, that's what I mean.
It's so... Look, John.
What?
Sorry. You were just about to put your foot in the mouse trap. Lucky I stopped you.
You've got mice.
Well, I say... Mouse trap. A bit bigger, really.
Rats?
Well, would you excuse me for a moment? I'd better answer the door. But do feel free to wander around. Just put these rubber gloves on before you touch the light switch in the bathroom.
Right, come on, we'll look in here then.
Oh, well.
It's coming! Hello, dear. Now, about my rent, you still haven't paid me, you know.
Go away!
I beg your pardon.
I said go away, Mrs. Blake. Goodbye.
Who? Open this door.
Leave me alone.
I'll have to get on to the authorities about this.
Yes, you do that, but just go away.
What's going on?
Are you all right, love? I'm awfully sorry. It's my neighbour, Mrs. Blake.
What does she mean, rent?
She's under the impression she owns the whole house. Tries to charge us all rent, mad as a hatter, of course.
Oh,
yes. Oh, dear. Oh, I suppose she's put you off the place now.
Well,
if you want to leave, I shall quite understand.
Well,
I'm just sorry you had a wasted trip.
Oh,
goodbye.
Now, hang on a moment, hang on. No silly woman is going to put me off.
Put him off.
Isn't she?
Oh, no, me neither. I mean, I'm rather like...
I mean, there is a lot wrong with the place.
Oh, there is.
But it is fairly superficial.
Superficial, yes.
And I've seen that sort of... I mean, I can sort that. I am a plumber, you see.
Yes. Well, you would be, wouldn't you?
And you know what's impressed me most, don't you?
No.
Your honesty. You haven't tried to cover anything up, has you?
No,
you think so? Do you know, we'd much rather buy somewhere where we know what we're getting.
We would.
Yes. Look, I think there's something I should tell you because...
What on earth's that?
I've no idea. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's very loud.
Robert!
Hello. Just returning that jumper I nicked the other day.
You what?
Oh, I used it as a floor cloth, sorry.
George?
What?
It's a punk.
No, well, I can see it's a punk. But what's he wearing a hairnet for?
You talking about me?
I beg your pardon.
I said you're talking about me, Pat.
Pat? My name's not Pat.
Short for cow, Pat.
Yeah. Just you look here.
Who are these people anyway? They don't live here.
They're prospective buyers. Now just calm down.
Oh, showing around the flat, are ya?
Yes.
Bet you never tell them about us.
No, well...
We live in the basement, Steve.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
The healing chapter of the Bald Angels of Death.
Really?
Funny how we never get mentioned when prospective buyers are around.
Yes, well, I...
Anyone would think we was bad neighbours or something. Really? Just because we play heavy metal at 3 a.m. and use people's letterboxes as sick bags.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Beryl, I think we'll be going.
Well, I'm terribly sorry about this. Well,
yeah, Beryl, got an anky on ya?
No, I have not.
I'll just have to use your skirt then, will I?
Oh, damn it.
You just get up at a you animal, or I
no,
will...
No, George,
you will threaten me, pig face. You...
What?
George!
What?
Do I take it you're not interested in the flat, then? I don't think so, no. Come on, George.
I am going to teach him a lesson.
Don't call me muscles for nothing,
muscles?
Mate. I'm a dangerous man.
Liam!
Oh,
that will learn you.
Do you make my nose bleed?
Oh, come on, Beryl.
Right, George. I'm sorry, dear. You'll have to excuse us. Yes, of course.
Beryl!
Come in, George. You all right, Robert?
I think I need that hanky, though.
It's okay, I've got one. Hold your head back. You're dripping onto your jumper.
Never mind. It's supposed to be red. Oh.
You didn't have to make him hit you, you know.
I know, I just got a bit carried away, that's all.
I think a bit of your nose got carried away, too. Come and sit down. Keep still for a bit.
Oh, thanks.
I'll get another hanky.
Thank you. You won't be having any more troubles from that estate agent either.
What do you mean?
I phoned him up.
What did you say?
I said that his description of the property was so brilliant that he'd obviously sold it.
Sold it? Who to?
Us. They made us realise it wasn't a pokey little hole we thought it was, but a veritable palace, so we decided to stay.
He must have been furious.
Well, there was a sort of choking noise at the other end of the line. Anyway, look, I'd better be going.
Going? Why?
Well, I'm not dressed like this for your benefit, you know. I've got an addition.
Oh, so that's why you're wearing that absurd skull cap. You do look silly, Robert.
It's not a skull cap, Sue. I shaved my head.
Oh, my God, it didn't!
I did, yes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, Desmond sent me up for a good part, Sue.
Desmond's just sent you up. You must be mad. Shaving your head. I'll get a scarf.
I'm not wrapping a scarf around my head.
It's for me. I need to blindfold myself before I can kiss you. Will you get that for me?
Hello, 485-0513.
Robert, old boy, glad I caught you. You haven't been to the audition yet.
No, why?
Been a bit of a slip-up, I'm afraid. You see, I thought they were looking for a punk who's untidy, aggressive and bald. But apparently they're looking for one who's untidy, aggressive, and bold.
Bold.
Yes, silly little mistake. Anyone could make it.
Little mistake? I've shaved my head.
Yes, pity that. Never mind, it'll grow back, I expect.
You expect?
Anyway, just thought I'd ring, save your wasted journey. No point in auditioning now, is there?
Why not? I still look like a punk.
Yes, but you're not right for the part. It's a dandruff ad.
That was An Actor's Life for Me, written by Paul Mayhew Archer, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Walthorn, Caroline Quentin, Rosemary Martin, John Badley, Sally Grace, Jonathan Kidd, Gene Campbell Dallas, and Christopher Scott. The producer was Paul Spencer. An Actor's Life for Me.